You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Ah, yes.
Hour number two of the Sports Hangover. As always, welcome. Thank you for tuning us in. Having a little trouble with the reception. Don't worry, it's not your radio. Not Jordan, it's not Joey. Tower work continuing. Think of Legos. And think of literally building a tower and then having to take it down and put it back together. That's what's happening.
Hot
you want to
Legos.
Listen to us? Yeah, hot Lego.
But I'm good with Legos. So
are you good with Legos?
It wouldn't
all right,
take
Jordan
too long.
Has now decided to join in the help.
He's not a parent.
To get this tower going. Yeah.
He's not a parent. If
exactly.
He'd be a
have
parent,
seen the Lego movie?
He'd hate
have you ever
Legos.
Seen what they're doing? Like they're dangling from wires and stuff. You know,
oh.
You have to like lop off a section, bring it to the ground, bring in a whole new other section, bring it in.
That's it.
Wind and rain may be an issue. With electricity, and I'm just saying. Actually, that's a perfect idea. Why don't you go help out? Joey, you got the full power button right by you? As soon as Jordan gets on.
You got it, bud.
It's like the scene in Jurassic Park when the kid's on the fence.
Yeah.
You like that scene, huh?
I really do.
I bet you Jordan.
Didn't pay attention. It's a learning moment. When the adult says, jump and get off the fence, jump and get off the fence.
And Jordan says, but why? I don't understand why you
want to. Look, I've had to hard parent. It happened this morning. You know? Back yeah. Door's open. We're looking at the squirrels. I'm like, Carver, put your shoes on. You're going to slip. No. Carver, he slipped. Slipped on his butt.
Mm.
Did he cry?
Yeah.
Sure.
And I said, this is why you put your shoes on. You have a little, you know,
that's
grip
why,
on shoes.
That's why Jordan
socks.
That's why Jordan loves Legos. He's
and
not
then
a
my
parent.
Wife, who never wears anything but just Legos barefoot, she goes, that's why you don't put socks on them. I'm like, it's my fault.
It is
your
fault.
Your kid doesn't listen. My
it's
fault.
Your kid, too.
Not
don't,
when he doesn't
don't forget
listen,
about
not
that.
My kid. I demand listening.
Okay.
800-998-1003.
I demand respect.
Nothing but respect at ESPN Radio NOLA as well. Let's have a little fun in hour number two. We're going to speak with Andrew Lopez of the TimespeakUNOLA.com. I'm going to ask him why. Why? Why did Ian Clark go for 31? Why did Elfrid Payton put up 26 and the Pels hit a franchise record tying 19 three-pointers last night in a 133-129 win. You want to talk about poster boards, right? That's the question we threw out there for tomorrow's regular season finale and season finale for the Pelicans. If you hypothetically walked in, and there it is, fresh poster board and a new Sharpie for you to make a message to hold up for the game, what would it be? Mine is... Thank you, Drew, as in Drew Holiday. Jordan, have you decided other than writing the middle finger
not
on
yet.
A post? You're still going with the middle finger?
No, sir, I haven't decided anything.
No, you haven't decided anything. Well, that brain's working overtime, isn't it? It's only been about three segments we've
been
asking.
I got my sign ready.
Oh, Joey, what is your sign? Your poster board?
I need somebody.
I like that.
That's it.
Help with an exclamation mark?
Exclamation
I like that.
Mark.
All right. Okay. Help. See, that's an idea. Jordan, you might want to try one day. Cam Jordan, not to be confused with Jordan the intern.
I don't think we will.
You don't think, wow, Joey's
all
laughing at
all defense, Jordan.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, if they stand next to one another, there could be some confusion.
Yeah, in the fog,
just, you know,
3 miles away
not
at night.
To be confused with Cam Jordan of your New Orleans Saints.
Or Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Or Fig Newton.
Yeah, exactly. So, Deuce Swindum, a couple days ago, put this up. DeMarcus Lawrence signed a new deal. See that new deal? 5 years, $105 million, $65 million guaranteed, Jordan the intern. 31.1 in year one is what he's getting. Over 2 years, $48 million. Over 3 years, $65 million. So he's going to get a $65 million in 3 years. His $31.1 million surpasses that of Khalil Mack, making it the largest one-year payout in NFL history that's not associated with a quarterback. Big-time move, big-time contract for DeMarcus Lawrence. Have you been noticing the tweets that involve Cam Jordan? Deuce Windham of The Advocate, we love to have him on. He tweeted over the weekend, Cam Jordan is making $11 million a year versus the $20 million D-Law just signed that he's going to be making at least per year. Again, he's going to make 31. It's a little more than that. Khalil Mack averaging 23.5. These are the stats over the last two seasons, Jordan. You ready for this? 2017, 2018. You paying attention? Here we go. DeMarcus Lawrence, 25 sacks, 29 tackles for loss, 49 quarterback hits. Khalil Mack, 23 sacks, 25 tackles for loss, 40 quarterback hits. Cam Jordan, 25 sacks, 36 tackles for loss, and 49 quarterback hits. He tweets, grossly underpaid right now, Cam Jordan. Guess who liked that tweet?
Not the man, the man.
Brandon Varnum then put this out on Twitter. He's the founder of at LA Red Zone Report, Saints Underground, hashtag Saints fan as well. He should be a sniper for the U.S. Marine Corps, so pay attention when he tweets, Jordan. Saints defensive end Cam Jordan, 2017-2018, has 25 sacks or more than Von Miller and Khalil Mack. His 35 tackles for loss are top five among all positions. His 49 quarterback hits tied with DeMarcus Lawrence, and his 17 PBUs, pass breakups, are tied with cornerback Xavier Rhodes. Cam Jordan took that tweet and added, are these what have you done for me lately facts? Dot, dot, dot. Gotta do more. It's called motivation. That guy motivated. He's really good. I mean, think of when you start looking at when you're tweeting stats that he's as good as a defensive back at knocking down. Where does he play? Jordan? Position. Cam Jordan. Where does he play?
On the D-line.
Left defensive end. And he has as many pass breakups as defensive backs. Think about that. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, so there he is. By the way, if you go to his Twitter account, you've seen he just got back and he's been over there, overseas with the USO, checking out America's servicemen and women. Really, just loving it. 2 days ago, he tweeted, I urge my Saints and NFL family to look into at the USO opportunity to not only learn and gain a new perspective about our military and what they do, but how much they are underappreciated in terms of the circumstances they face and are sadly, and rather are readily prepared for in serving our country. Hashtag salute to service. He has great pictures of all the things he's been doing out there. Again, along the lines of Drew Holiday, right? Remember something that I know Brian and Ola East loved. Absolutely loved. Remember Cam Jordan wanted him some, what was it, the Mardi Gras jersey? Remember he wanted the Mardi Gras jersey? This was like the week that AD said deuces. And you remember by the end of the week on Friday, Cam Jordan, he tweeted jokingly, I'm about to walk across the parking lot and see somebody can hook me up with one of them jerseys, right? And we've seen him at games before. And did you see what happened? Jordan, do you remember who presented Cam Jordan with that jersey?
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday. Remember Brian tweeted about, says a lot, huh? 1AD, it was Drew Holiday. Talking about the city, talking about embracing it. And again, it's Drew Holiday in the article with Scott Kushner about, hey, you know, wanting to take and wanting to, you know, be the guy, which is incredible when you think about it from that perspective. But yeah, pretty cool to kind of look at the numbers when you compare it like that, and then also realize $31 million for DeMarcus Lawrence. Oh man, $31 million. Cam Jordan's making 11. Jordan, as we go to break, if you're his agent, are you you making a phone call?
I think you kind of have to at this point.
I kind of almost do as well. I kind of on it. Look, I'm not saying you hold out this year, but maybe a little bump. I mean, Julio Jones got a little bump midseason, right? I mean, he got a little bump. I mean, it really does seem like grossly underpaid when you're making the same amount as these other guys. $31 million, you're making 11. That's not even close. That's not ballpark. If they bumped him up to 21, he's 10 million behind. I'm not suggesting at all. Please do not call and tweet at me. I'm not suggesting at all that he hold out, but I'm at least going, hey, you know, do we have to wait to the end of the contract here? Man, I go back to the comment Anthony Davis made back in the day. I don't know how much longer I can play. In football, dude, your body takes a beating. Just saying. Again, though, man, Saints are going to have to make some tough decisions in the next couple of years as to who to pay, huh? Sports Hangover continues. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk with Andrew Lopez. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. NOLA, what's your sign say tomorrow? What does your sign say tomorrow at the Pelicans regular season finale? Jordan's bringing poster board and a Sharpie. What you writing? You're listening to the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
And Reef Fever has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
If you or someone you know is injured in a car accident, call the Gavely Law Group. It's important to have an advocate in your corner. Car accidents are some of the most frequent causes of personal injury. At the Gavely Law Group, they know how to deal with insurance companies to get you the maximum compensation. Protecting your rights is their first priority, and they won't let an insurance company pressure you into accepting less compensation than you deserve. Get Gavery Law Group and get results at 985-223-4400 or follow them on Facebook.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. Once more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003. As Andrew Lopez joins us. Andrew, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. Gearing up for the end of the season, finally. I feel like it's taken forever to get here.
Having a little fun by playing this game. If Jordan the intern over here happened to show up tomorrow and give people showing up to the game a poster board and a Sharpie, what would your sign be? Mine is thank you, Drew, Andrew, based off of the chat that he had with Scott Kushner. I thought that the sentence of him saying he wants to make this the best place he can be, I opened the show by talking about that's just value that you can't put a price tag on, and him wanting to be either the franchise face or something that helps usher in this transition. That's pretty incredible. What are your feelings about Drew Holiday after AD trade request?
Yeah, he has really embraced this idea of being the face of the franchise, and you like to see that from him. A lot of national articles are saying, you know, if this is going to be a full rebuild, you go out and see what you can get for Drew Holiday, and he would have very good value. You could probably get a first-round pick for him. You could probably get a good young player for him, but, you know, Drew wants to be here. I think that he appreciates what this franchise did for him personally when his wife Lauren was going through her brain tumor right when Drew Tyler was born, their daughter. They stuck by him. They told him, hey, look, you just go. We don't care. Go to North Carolina. Be with her. You will be fine. You can come back whenever you want. He appreciates that, and I think part of this is him wanting to kind of repay that, and he knows where he can be right now. He knows this can be his franchise. He wants to help as much as he can. I think the quote that I liked the most was the part where he said, you know, he wants to be in on the decision-making process. He wants to have input, and I think you give that to him. You give him that as the guy who's the face of the franchise right now.
I think it's interesting, too, Andrew. You and I have talked about this. Andrew Lopez, TownSpeakUNOLA.com. When you have what's coming up this offseason, you can look at it two different ways. Oh, no, you're starting over, or actually a bit of excitement, right? And sooner rather than later, if the moves are done right and you get enough pieces in return from AD and you get something in the lottery, you can, especially if you got a guy like Drew Holiday who wants to be the glue, wants to be the guy that puts it together and almost demands it as well, you can be a team that can compete for a playoff spot sooner rather than later. And I think that's why I keep saying, I'm with you. At first, I'm like, man, I can get a lot for him. I can get something good for him. But I think the value of him wanting to be a leader on this franchise with what's gone on overvalues or outvalues, rather, what you get in return.
Let's look at right now. I mean, you're looking at the bottom of the West right now is probably going to have 47 or 48 wins when it's all said and done. You're looking at the Clippers, the Spurs, and the Thunder right now. The Thunder obviously have, you know, two MVP-type guys in Russell and Paul George. So they're not going to – they're set their way. But the Spurs are doing their thing. But the Clippers, it's an interesting build to me because the Clippers – they're a team who you look at them and they don't have a star. You know, there's no star on that team. It's a bunch of young guys. You would think if you had Drew Holiday, and let's just say the trade is with Boston, okay? If you had Drew Holiday, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Julius Randle comes back, you add in your lottery pick, you add in probably a top 10 pick that Boston could give you, maybe if it's the Memphis pick. You have something that could probably be a 45-win team next year because you still have some money to make some other moves, depending on what you do with Solo's contract, with Etwan Moore's deal. You can make some moves. You can maybe go get a guy, a rookie coming off his deal who you could sign to a or offer sheet and pull him away from a team. There's things that you can do to make this a team that can compete next year, or you can completely hit the reset button. You can try to, you know, I don't want to say tank for a year, but you take back extra contracts next year. You try to get extra first-round picks. So it all comes down to who this team hires as the general manager to kind of direct where you're going to go going forward.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things, Andrew, that I think you can look at and look forward are what pieces do you keep? I mean, look, we were having a little bit fun looking at the game last night, 133-129, in the Pels winning there. Look, Elfrid Payton, he's playing for a contract, man. He's playing to make some money and to show what's going on. Last 13 games, 14 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds as an average, 26 last night, 10-19. Well, what's been your evaluation of Elfrid Payton? Do you see him sticking around here, or do you think he's going to get a lot of interest from other teams?
I think he's going to – he would want to stay here. Obviously, it's home. I don't necessarily think he's a guy who takes less money to stay here. But I think he's shown when healthy this year, and that's been the key word, it's healthy for him, he's a valuable person. And you look at how this team performed in the first four games of the season. I know it seems so long ago. But when he was healthy, he averaged 14-7-7, and this team got off to a 4-0 start and looked like they were going to be a top team in the league. I remember reading power rankings back then, and I think somebody had him as high as third. I mean, think about that this team that we're talking about right now in the race for the, you know, possible number six spot in the bottom of the standings is, you know, was once third in power rankings. That's how highly people thought of this team. You mentioned his last 14 games kind of since he started that triple-double streak. You know, he's been on fire in those games. He is a guy who I think, again, I would like to see him back. I think he would like to be back here. It's all going to come down to cost. He was a very cheap ad this year,
right?
$3 million. I don't quite know he's going to be $3 million next year. But he's doing enough, I think, to earn his spot if the team wants him back. And I think even if he is your sixth man, if he's coming off the bench next year, he's still a valuable part that you can build around.
Andrew Lopez, TownSpeakUnitedNola.com, chatting with us a little bit here. So tomorrow, you got the game against Golden State, and then it's on. It is all about May 14th in a draft lottery. What would you put on a poster board? Mine's Drew Neal. Thank you, Drew. What would you put? Joey, our producer, LaRose, said help. Jordan, the intern, still can't come up with anything. Andrew, can you give me something that you think you'd like to see on a poster board?
TGIO, thank God it's over.
I like it. Thank God it's over. That is true. When you look at this lottery here, right now they're ninth. I don't know if for one game you're going to really move up any higher than that. I would love a top four pick. I know I can get greedy and say give me one for Zion and all of that, but I do think, Andrew, just taking a brief look at what could come in the top 10, I think the Pels can get a nice spot with their lottery pick on top of what they get with the AD trade.
Yeah, you know, you're looking at right now, I just put something over on NOLA.com about, you know, where the Pelicans are at in the standings right now. And last night changed a lot. Last night you were at one point tied for six, and you ended up all the way at ninth. You probably are going to end up ninth now. Maybe Memphis pulls out a win against Detroit. Maybe they end up beating Golden State, because Memphis is trying to. They're the only team in this little grouping. It's Washington at six, Dallas and Memphis tied for seven, New Orleans at nine. Memphis is the only team really that has incentive to win, so they can get rid of their pick now. Their pick is owed to Boston. If it doesn't go this year, it's top five, I think, protected next year, and then unprotected the following year. And they really are kind of starting a rebuild process in Memphis. Mm-hmm. So they kind of want their pick going forward. They would love to convey that pick this year. So they're going to try to win. Golden State's not going to be really fighting for anything on Wednesday night when they take on Memphis. So good for them. Maybe they get the win and they kind of vault you in the standings a little bit. Detroit is – Dallas plays Phoenix and San Antonio. Phoenix is going to try to lose, and maybe Dallas scoops up a win. So maybe you can end up in a three-way tie for seventh, and then the NBA is going to have a tie-breaking show, if you will, on NBA TV coming up on Friday. That's when you're going to have the final standings. So even if you're in a tie for seventh, you could end up seventh, you could end up ninth. You don't know. So that's where I think things can really change right now if you're the Pels, and that's when your odds change. I mean, you can go from, you know, when you were at number six, you had a 9% chance at the number one pick. Now that you're at number nine, you have a 4.5% chance.
Yeah.
So you do have, if you're seven, a 32% chance to get to the top four. If you're at number eight, I think it's 26% chance. So you do want to move up a little bit, but you kind of need some help from those other teams right now since you decided to go ahead and win that game last night against the Kings.
That's where we are, Andrew. We're looking at odds and numbers and using math to get in there. But look, I probably watch this NCAA tournament a little bit closer to see what kind of players they have there as well. If you had to suggest to the new general manager, having covered the NBA this season like you have, what do you think is the most important piece? Is it point guard? Let's assume Drew's back, okay? So he's going to be your two. He's told us many times, please don't put me in point guard. All right, so is it guard? Is it a wing player? Is it a center? I saw some mock drafts having going, you know, center, Fernando from Maryland going to the Pels. Or is it just whoever is a dynamic scorer? Is it somebody that maybe can create his own shot? What do you think is the most important thing to help Drew and the Pels moving forward, type of player?
To me, you have to look for best player available still. And I don't think you can be too picky where you're looking at. I mean, we're moving into positionless basketball in the NBA. So for me, you take the best player possible. Whether that's a wing, whether that's a guard, whether that's a big, and then you figure everything else out after that. The good thing about the NBA is free agency comes after the draft. You're going to know what you get back for AD. Now, obviously, if you get back Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and some picks, you don't necessarily need a wing player.
Mm-hmm.
But as the roster stands right now, without knowing what you're getting for AD, I think you take best player available, although I think you do need to have some help on the wing heading into next season.
Andrew Lopez, as always, man, appreciate your time for jumping on a little bit and talking a little basketball. It is over tomorrow, at least the games-wise, and then look. Let's see what happens in the meantime. Thank you, buddy.
TGIO, baby. TGIO.
There it is. Oh, man. Go give him a follow at _Andrew_Lopez, the way to do that. Thank you, bud. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. All right, Jordan, you have 3 minutes. We have commercial break. When we come back from commercial break, I want your poster board. You've had literally an hour and a half. At ESPN Radio NOLA, what would you put on your poster board? Will work for food. Joey's going to say that as well. I like Andrew Lopez says TGIO. Thank God it's over. All right. That's his poster board. Mine's thank you, Drew, for Drew Holiday standing up saying, I want to be a leader. He could have asked for out. He didn't. Joey's going with help. What are you going with? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. I don't need a toy.
Wilton's Crawfish Boil Off and Music Festival, Saturday, April 13th. They'll be hosting the Crawfish Boil Off Competition, a live and silent auction, a kids zone, and live entertainment by Nunk New and De Wild Matoose, Joey Thomas Band, and Hip Boot Joe. To purchase tickets, to register a team, or for a sponsorship contribution, go to CasaOfLaFouche.org. All proceeds will be dispersed evenly to the ALS Association, Casa of LaFouche, and THS Tiger Band from Bayouland Parent Organization. For more info, contact Casa of LaFouche at 985-446-6600.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools and borrow the one you need, free of charge. Getting the job done just got easier. And right now, AC Pro Premium Refrigerant is only $27.99 after our $20 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated Pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
Now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% off appliance special buys. Like the Samsung Stainless Steel Side-by-Side Refrigerator, just $9.98. You save $300. It's big enough to hold 25 bags of groceries. Unload those, and if that makes you thirsty, you'll really love the external ice maker and water dispenser. Today is the day for doing. Spring Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through April 17th.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
It's over. It's all over. It's over.
It is. It's over. 800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime in, give us your thoughts. What should be on the poster board? At the Bema? Hey, AD, if you're going to blow $15,000, just hand it to me. That, of course, is the fine the NBA gave AD for giving the fan the bird. I think the Bema could use 15. I tell you what, instead of just, you know, I'll take it. I'll make good use of it, Jordan. What do you think? Have you decided what would be on your poster board? It's a really simple exercise. Have you still not decided what you would put on the poster board?
I'll just put ping pong balls with Zion in the middle.
Ah, so you're going to go artsy. You're going to draw a couple of circles, some numbers on them.
Some sand in those ping pong balls.
Here we go.
Weighted.
You're absolutely convinced, huh? I like what Andrew Lopez said there. It's going to be a couple of teams tied with the same records. So there'll be a tie-breaking show on NBA TV. This is where we are with the Pelicans. A tie-breaking show. Jordan, are you tuning in Friday night for the tie-breaking show?
Absolutely. The tiebreaker spectacular.
Tiebreaking show, yes, exactly. North Korean Santa chiming in on his poster board. When's the Superdome reopen? Or maybe, quote, AD's no Eric Gordon.
But he's pretty damn close.
Boy, that's a tough one. AD or Eric Gordon? See, Just Chill didn't want to be here from the get-go. I mean, and look, I can't blame him. You been out to California? Have you ever been to California?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Nice weather.
Wood Park.
Yeah, Wood Park, by the way.
I went, well, while I was there, I went to like Hollywood.
Okay, all right, so LA.
I went to a couple places.
LA-ish. Beautiful weather,
I went into the hills, yeah.
Beautiful. I mean, it's gorgeous. Like, never rains. Sure, you got pollution and traffic, but for the most part, not too bad. If you have money, you probably live nice, right? It's expensive there. I get it. But, you know, you're not playing for the Lakers, but you are playing in the new Staples. I mean, you're, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not bad. I mean, like, you're playing in L.A., right? Playing in L.A. And you come here. 95, your average during the summer. It's not that you're here during the summer.
I don't think we're too bad.
You're not California.
California wasn't all. Ooh.
Hey, well, it is. That's what it's all about. It's all about oohing and on. You know? It is here. Listen, what if he wants to go to the beach?
He could drive 3 hours, or he could go to Biloxi.
Exactly. Biloxi, huh? Not even Pecola? You wouldn't even go to Florida?
Oh, yeah. Biloxi or Venice Beach. Let's see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is there a beach in Grand Isle? I'm not leaving y'all out on purpose. I'm just making sure.
It's 2 feet, but it's
a
beach.
Or are we going technically a beach? Like, there's some sand there that y'all have trudged up. I'm just...
Well, technically it's a beach.
Okay.
Yeah, I technically have a beach by my house.
Yeah, exactly. You technically have a beach by your house.
It does.
It does.
By Lake Pontchartrain, but there's a little bit of sand.
A little bit of sand. There you go. Yeah. But it's not exactly, the Pacific Ocean.
It is.
Really?
It's the same.
Can you surf there? I mean, can you go and see the hills and...
I could put a boat out there and make some artificial waves.
You have like a little amusement park up next to a pier in Santa Monica. You got the vampires from the Lost Boys. I mean, there's a lot to do there, you know? Go to see Mr. Miyagi's house, which, by the way, over the weekend, I caught a little Cobra Kai from season 1 because it's free. I didn't see it last year. Did you see it?
You saw it already.
It's fantastic. No. Have you seen it?
No.
It's fantastic.
It's really good?
It's fantastic.
Was it on again? Is it on Netflix?
Johnny's first lesson to the boy that gets bullied, you'll see what I'm saying, is hilarious. I mean, the writing's spectacular.
Is it on Netflix?
YouTube.
Oh, you have the YouTube thing?
Premium thing. No, but the first two episodes are free. So you can see at least the first two episodes.
Nah,
you'll see what
I'm good.
No, it's free. It's free.
I'll find a way to watch it for free.
I just told you it's free.
He's going to wait for
the first two episodes.
That's what I told you.
I want to watch the whole thing.
Well, you know what? Anyway, what's your poster board again? Bill, ping pong balls.
Ping pong balls.
All right.
Nothing too special.
Right. Jason tweets a GIF for a poster board.
GIF.
It's a GIF.
I'm back on the GIF. Gift train.
You can't be back on it. The person that invented... Yeah, I'm going to find the audio clip of him actually
saying it. It's a choosy mother.
Exactly.
She chose.
He sends a GIF and it says, well, bye. That's what he's putting on his poster board for the game tomorrow. Paul is actually going to be a poet.
Ooh.
Your unis are red. Jazz Fest is cursed. Other than the sewage and water board, your front office is the worst. You know what? That's beautiful.
Sewer.
That's look, that took a little thinking. There was some rhyming in there. Oh, by the way, yes, that is true. Fleetwood Mac now apparently has a sickness and illness. They have canceled their entire North American tour, including Jazz Fest.
Yeah, so, AARP.
Look, I'm not saying that we could entertain. But if y'all are still looking for something on Thursday, May 2nd, I mean,
no.
I can DJ or something.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Jordan, can we take the main stage of Jazz Fest? I mean, they've bombed
it.
They, you know, no Rolling Stones, Fleetwood Mac, sick. They're done.
I can make some good music.
Can you, like, play a harmonica or something?
No, but my math can make it. Boom.
You play the radio.
Boom. Boom.
Is that what you're providing, huh?
Boom.
Wow.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. And then you could just come in and start saying whatever you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Just could do some spoken word?
Yeah.
Beat or you could be a poet.
Oh, man. Greg in Uptown on his billboard. Lose, please! Exclamation mark. Okay? Question mark.
I never seen so many angry people when they were making the points.
Chris,
no,
on his poster board, Drew for GM. Drew for GM.
Uncle Drew, Drew Brees.
Like I said, I love it. I think Drew Holiday saying what he said, man, really stood out to me.
Yeah,
it really did. It's hard, and look, Joey, it's along the lines of, you know, what I talked about that the Browns got in Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
For years, you got high draft picks. For years, you got star players. For years, you got guys whose bleep didn't stink from wherever they came from at the university level. I got it.
Yeah.
You got to want to be there.
We expected something.
It's all about how you looked at it. Everybody looked at Cleveland as a death sentence. It's done.
Oh, yeah.
Baker.
I don't want to go there. Baker is like, we're going to make it the best. It's what I never understood. In case you hadn't noticed, I mean, yesterday I'm bathing the child, right? And here I am in the back, and I'm watching the women's Final Four on my phone, flipping back and forth with WrestleMania. Technology, I can view anything anywhere. The graph when he flies, listens to us through the TuneIn radio app at 33,000 feet on Wi-Fi. You can listen and watch anywhere. And mostly, today's day and age, TV shows finally have realized this. The networks. It's not as important. Remember, you had back in the day, you wouldn't put something against a Thursday time slot because NBC had that, right? You would, like, you would strategically put shows on. Now, it doesn't matter. Why? People watch it on their own whenever they want. Hulu, Netflix, what have you. You see movie stars going and signing with Prime Video, Netflix, YouTube. The Karate Kid, you know, continuing 34 years later. After I saw the first two episodes, I went back and looked at, you know, the promos that they were doing when they went around and made the rounds to promote the show coming up. They pitched it everywhere. From, you know, Amazon Prime Video to Netflix to network stations, you know, USA Today, whatever. YouTube outbid them. YouTube wanted it. Why? Because people will go watch it at their leisure. That's just reality now. You can be a star anywhere. This big market talk is mere nonsense. Now, hear what I'm getting at. Is there truth? Yeah. Bigger places, more billboards. Do we have a Maserati dealership every third block? I get it. I get it. You got like one Land Rover dealership that's being, you know, coming out of another dealership. They don't have their own thing yet. They're building it. I get it. I do. German autos, high-end autos, one dealership, entire city of New Orleans. I joke about it all the time. Not that it's just saying like chain restaurants, malls. You have one in the greater New Orleans area. I get it. So there might be more opportunity for endorsement deals and things of that nature. But if that's what you can win wherever you want. And what Shaq kept saying about Anthony Davis was when you can command and will be given freely, you didn't have to ask. You didn't have to go high trade demand. You didn't have to go Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and sit out. The organization was willing to give you $240 million. And if you'd have played out your contract on purpose to then sign with that same team, it'd have been $300 million. He was eligible for the extension this year with 1 year left. If he played out the deal, it would have upped another year of service. He would have got $300 million would have been the possible max. And as Shaq said, when you make that kind of jack, you call the shots. Second that guy puts ink to paper, he could have walked down any hallway in that building. Peyton's office. Because he makes more than everybody in that parking lot. And he could have walked in to the owner and said, this, this, and this, make it happen. It's literally that simple. You could win and you can do anything anywhere and everywhere. It's that simple. When you're sitting down, before you put the, you know, you write that first name. Okay, hold on. Before I write Davis here, like, I need some billboards, man. I want some stuff. I mean, if that's what's important to you, but that's where your agent comes in. Your agent talks to Nike. It doesn't matter where you are because the big markets, all these big markets, everybody, you need to go, they haven't won. They have not won. The Lakers, Jordan the intern, playoffs or not?
No.
The Knicks, playoffs or not?
No.
No.
I mean, those are the big markets. It's a joke.
And of course, this is what it's like.
Which anyone who's been stuck in the mud in Alabama knows. You step on the gas, one tire spins, the other tire does nothing.
That's right.
That's how we are in Cleveland.
Yep. No, but that's my point. Yep. What Baker Mayfield did last year was something that started when he got drafted. You heard him talk in his opening presser. You saw him go out against, remember when he was on the Colin Cowherd show? He's like calling him out. He's like, have you watched me play? You know, I mean, he said, you're going to make it the best. Drew Brees looked at this opportunity in New Orleans and took it and ran with it and became a Hall of Famer. He embraced it. You think he's remotely worried he wasn't in San Diego? No, because guess what? In the offseason, like he is now, you can go back there and live. I mean, if LA's that important, you can go do that during the offseason. I do the same thing instead of spending here in 100-degree weather with humidity. During the fall, when you're playing basketball, who cares where it is? Go win. So when Drew Holiday says, I'm going to make this the best place I can be, or it can be, meaning this scenario, this situation, I embrace that, man. Like, you won my respect. You won my loyalty. That gets me when you take a jumper next season and you miss it. I got your back. He tried. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what it does, right, Jordan? I mean, I feel like that. 800-998-1003. Keep them coming. What would you put on the poster boards tomorrow night? We'll talk a little bit more about that. I remind you where we'll be tomorrow next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, inviting you to take a Louisiana staycation. Do you know the story of the Baroness de Pentalva? Learn how she helped design Jackson Square and the impact her life had on the French Quarter at the Cabildo now. You have a sports fan in the family? The Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame in Natchitoches is just a ticket. One of 9 museums that tell thousands of stories to feed your soul. Plan your family staycation at one of our great museums in Louisiana at louisianatravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism.
What's up, New Orleans? It's Matt Moscona inviting you to join me weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. for After Further Review. I make you one promise. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it weekdays on After Further Review. Saints, Tigers, Pelicans, we got it all covered weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. So tune us in and tell a friend. It's After Further Review, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Napa know-how.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. 800-998-1003 is a way to chime in. The Tigers winning the weekend series against Texas A&M. The rain forcing, or the threat of rain, forcing the doubleheader back on Saturday. The Tulane Green Wave getting a doubleheader as well. They took care of business. Cardinals, unfortunately, came up a little bit short in their doubleheader. Tomorrow is Tuesday, so we'll put a little more focus on baseball. We'll talk to Touch 'Em All Timmy Grubbs. Heard the fireworks in my house a little bit ago. 800-998-1003. When I say a little bit ago, I meant like this weekend, not, you know, today. Don't give me that look. Took you an hour and a half to come up with what you're putting on the poster board. Hour and a half. Graham still there? And he dropped off. 800-998-1003. Graham, call us right back, man. One of the things that we're keeping an eye on here as well as the draft nears, it's something I want to kind of focus on later on in the week. I'll give you a little hint here. And I did so with Uptown Ruler when he was going through the, you know, give me a defensive back or give me a wide receiver. Again, Draft Wire had their 7-round projection. And at 62, we have the Saints selecting Amani Hooker, defensive back, Iowa. So, Jordan, just again, to we're going to focus on this later on in the week here. But I honestly think 62 is best player available. BPA, best player available. Or do you feel that there is a need for the Saints that needs to be above it all? Now, mind you, remember, the Saints have shown that they are a team in the past that will go with the best player available, even when there were needs. There have been drafts, Jordan, where you're like, okay, this has got to be, you know, a such and such spot, and they go the complete different direction, taking a player at a spot or a position group that you think isn't a need. So 62 comes up, you're in the room, Sean and Mickey to either side, what are you doing, Jordan?
I agree. I think you go best available.
I do too. Whoever's at the top of that board. Now, reason I'm asking that is this. What if that best person or player available is then at a position group where you're pretty set at, right? So that leads us to this discussion. Where are the Saints set at? Are the Saints really set at somewhere? Now, I'm not talking about depth. I'm not talking about, hey, this person's going to have to come in and compete. I think we all agree that pretty much like this past season, draft picks are going to have to come in. You pretty much have your starting lineup, right? You pretty much have your starters. Secondary, I mean, P. Robinum's going to come back and try to battle for nickel. You got your safeties. I'm talking about like your starters. You're pretty good, right? With Apple and Marshawn Lattimore. I mean, you're pretty good there. D-line, you're assuming it's Davenport. I'm talking about starters, right? Brown's coming in that you just picked up in free agency. Edwards is coming in. You just picked up in free agency. Cam Jordan's looking to get back. You, right? I mean, you're pretty much set there. I'm talking about starters. But are you set at a position in terms that you can't or wouldn't take more? Because when I say it that way, receiver all of a sudden does kind of pop up, doesn't it? Offensive line. I'm not talking about start. I'm talking about debt. I get it. But you got your starters, don't you? I mean, you paid Easton pretty handsomely. You could say that, you know, he's going to be in a competition to battle for a starting role. All right. Okay. Running back. Are you set at running back? You're set in the guy you want to give the ball the most carries to in Kamara, but are you set at running back? Would you not take a Daryl Henderson or somebody that can be a dynamic player for you? Are you set at receiver? I don't think you are. I think, you see, you gave me the look because I'm the one that's been like, I don't think it's a need. But when I say set, I'm talking about I'm good 3-4 players in. Cameron, Tom, Will Clapp, and then let's see something else. You got depth at the line. But are you set? I think a lot depends, honestly, on what you plan on doing with Andres Pete next year. I just told you, jokingly, not jokingly, if I'm Cam Jordan, I'm not saying I'm holding out, but I might make a call and be like, guys, we got to wait to the end of my contract here. I mean, you know, I mean, but if he wants a little bump, just a little bump. Got to pay Michael Thomas next year. I mean, you know, I'm getting at like, is Andres Pete in your plans in the future? Because he's a starting guard, can play tackle. He'll probably command a few dollars. But are the Saints really set at a handful of places? You have your starting lineup set. I would definitely say that. But are you set? Know what I mean? Jordan, do you think they're set at a lot of different places?
I agree. They're not set at wide receiver.
Yeah? Because like, that's what I'm thinking. All of a sudden, I'm like, okay, if best player available, great. But I might, at that same time, look and see where's the highest receiver that's still on the board ranked.
I think,
if he's within five, I may go that route.
I would say that they're set at running back. I believe in Latavius Murray. I mean, not
And Alvin Kamara.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. I don't think that they don't go get another back and bring in. But my point is that person is not going to get a ton of carries. you know, I don't know if you need to be more than two deep there with what this offense does, especially with Jared Cook, right? That makes sense? Well, tight end. Are you set at tight end? I know you're paying Jared Cook a good bit, but are you set there? And how weird is it kind of thinking that maybe you're more set on defense than you are set on offense? Huh. When we come back, Marlon Favorite will join us top of the hour. Chip Patterson, 215, to preview tonight's national title game. Don't go anywhere. It's a sports hangover. And you are listening to ESPN New Orleans.